Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with the Church Christ Alive message on a broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, we'll pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, we'll do our best the Lord Jesus for you. If you have the comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call and get information on how to take a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests and your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, thank God for another blessed Monday. We are on Blog Talk Radio, Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast, and on the segment tonight, Love Thy Neighbor. Thank God for another blessed day. And as we await for our brother and the sisters to come on tonight, I just want to thank the Lord for all you that's listening far and near. May the Lord bless you, your family, your loved ones, in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, it's another blessed day in the Lord. Another day to give God glory. I want to say today, as we await for our brother and sisters to come on, you know, be open to the leading of the Spirit. When you read the Bible and Jesus, when he walked this earth, when it came to ministering to people, you would notice that he didn't minister to everyone in the same way. Now, it has nothing to do with no pick and chooses or being biased, but he was led by his Spirit. And, you know, you have some in Christendom today who thinks that, you know, God works one way. Some of them think that every time you come across someone you have to minister to, you're going to anoint them every time, and that's not true. Laying hands all the time, that's not true. Is laying hands part of the deliverance and ministry? Yes, it is. But if you would look in the scriptures, once again, the greatest example you can see is Christ. And you would notice that, you know, he didn't lay hands on everybody. And people got healed, okay? So the lesson we have to learn here is to be led by the Spirit in ministering to people. There will be some that you will lay hands on. There are some that you're going to end up anointing with oil, because this is not to speak against anointing with oil. It's in Scripture to anoint with oil. But what I'm saying to you is that you're not going to be anointed with oil all the time. You're not going to be laying hands on people all the time. You know, the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 14, the man that was crippled from his mother's womb, the Bible said that he just heard Paul preach the gospel. And Paul just spoke the command of faith. He said, "Rise on your feet, stand up and walk." Paul didn't go lay hands on him. Paul did not anoint him with oil. But he was he ministered, you know, he spoke the command of faith. All Paul did was preach the gospel. Okay? There are some who are going to be delivered and healed simply by you preaching the gospel. You hear what I'm saying? But you have to be open to the leading of the Spirit. It's a must. When you start thinking one way, you will limit God in your life in using you in ministering to people. Because once again, you know, it's just like the Christian who look for a financial blessing always run into the mailbox, thinking that only God would send them a financial blessing in through the mail. Well, there's other ways God would send that financial blessing. It don't always have to be through the mailbox. God may have someone come up to you and say, you know, the Lord put this on my heart to give you this. So we have to be open to the leading of the Spirit. okay? And once again, you have, you know, some in the Christian community who has limited God one way, okay? And if you don't do that one way that they think of, they think something is wrong with you. So if, you know, if you don't believe me, study the scripture yourself. Study when Jesus walked this earth and you will see. Look at the people when he ministered to them. Look at, you know, look at how he ministered to them. You remember the centurion that came to Jesus about his servant who had the palsy? And remember, Jesus even told the centurion, he said, I will come. The message, he said, I will come and heal him. And the centurion let him know, Jesus, you ain't got to come out of our room. Just speak the word. So Jesus didn't lay hand on that servant. He didn't anoint that servant with oil. He just spoke the word, okay? And you'll find out that there are going to be times where that you ain't going to have to lay hands on the person to be delivered. You're not going to have to anoint them with oil. Only thing you will have to do is speak the word. See, Jesus allowed these accounts to be written so we can learn. And Jesus is the greatest. You will never find a greater teacher than Christ. And when he walked this earth, he wasn't just doing it for our redemption, you know, our salvation, all of that. But he also was doing it as a teaching moment. You know, the Bible tells us in the book of Peter that he left us an example that we shall follow in his steps. So when you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, their account of how Jesus handled things, what he did, how he ministered to people, really it also was an example for us to follow in his steps. And you will find out that he was led by his spirit, okay? He had the spirit without measure. So he was led by his spirit how to minister to people. And you will find out that he didn't lay hands on everybody. He did not know everybody with oil. Some of them, like I said, some he just spoke the word of faith, command the demons to come out, you name it. But, you know, and then there were some times where that Jesus initiated the healing. You know, like the man at the pool of Bethesda. Jesus opponent said, would thou be healed? Would thou be made whole? Okay? Amen. So I say that to say this too. We got to rely upon the leading of the Spirit on how to minister to people. And then some of you may say, well, what if the Spirit ain't telling me anything? Well, you still got the Word of God. Then just abide by the Word. This is another reason why God had the Word to be written. Because if you ain't getting up from the Spirit, you still got his Word. You understand that? You still got his Word. And I am grateful for these accounts that the Lord had allowed to be written, how he dealt with people, how he ministered to people, okay? And in my lifetime as a Christian, I have heard and kind of seen where there have been some who just was what I call the one-way person with God. Like, only way you can get healed is your head got to be anointed. Or the only way you can be healed is that hands got to be laid on. Amen. You know, and, you know, some of them, you know, you got some to even go in and have even went somewhat a little further saying unless you give the $1,000, you can't be healed. You understand that? So, you know, it's about being open to the Spirit. And you may say, well, how did I do that? Well, it's about our moment time with the Lord. Spending a time with the Lord to get to know his Spirit is how we be led, okay? That's a lesson that goes for all of us, including myself. Men, women of God, yes, women of God, amen, be open to the leading of the Spirit on how you minister to people. You're going to find out, if you do, you're going to find out that you're not going to minister to everyone the same, okay? Once again, it ain't by no picks and chooses, big eyes, little U's, who I like the most. It ain't about that. It's about what is needed. The Spirit of God reveals the way that is needed at that moment for that person to be healed. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of them you just gonna just have to, you just have to speak the command of faith, like Paul did to the man that was crippled. Okay. Amen. There's some of them you may have to lay hands on. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Sister Stella.
God bless.
God bless. So God we bless. Got you gotta be. You got to be open to be led by the Spirit of God on how to minister to people. But you will find out you're not going to minister to everyone the same way. Okay? And don't let yourself become a one-way God working person. In other words, you got some people that think that only way people be delivered, they got to have their head anointed all the time, or you got to lay hands on them all the time, and that's not necessarily so. When you see in the scriptures, Jesus ministered to people in different ways, okay?
Amen.
And he submitted to his spirit to be led by his spirit. And like the Bible says, he left us an example or in samples for to follow in his steps. So when Amen. We read the account of what Jesus did when he was here on this earth, it wasn't just for our redemption, salvation, but it was also leaving us an example that we shall follow in his steps. And if you trace and look at what the Bible talks about in his life when he was ministering, he didn't minister to everyone the same way, okay? He didn't do it. Some people he laid hands, some he didn't, some ignored, or some he didn't. Some he just spoke the word. So you got to be open to the leading of the Spirit. And I want Amen. To tell that to the believers today, whether you are male or female in the Lord. Don't allow yourself to try to put God one way. Amen.
Yes.
And I gave the people example, sister, earlier. And I know years ago I had done this. When you're looking for a financial blessing from the Lord, you keep running to the mailbox. And, it got to a point, the Lord had to tell me, said, that ain't the only way I can send you a financial blessing. Well, you keep running to the mailbox for? So I had to like, Amen. Okay, Lord. And so that's how some Christians are. They look for financial mm-hmm. blessing from the Lord, and they think one way, like he only can send a check in the mail. But God will touch Amen. People's hearts to even walk mm-hmm. up to you. And say, the Lord right. put this on my heart to give you this. I don't know what it's exactly for, but he told me to give you this.
Amen.
So we got to be open to be led by the Spirit of God. So how you doing today, sister?
I'm doing good.
Okay. Well, I want to start off by giving you your 10 minutes starting off. So, sister, if you got anything, go ahead. Take it away.
Okay. I do thank the Lord, for, being on the broadcast line today and share a little about unity. When there's unity, unity in the body of Christ, that, when there's unity, there's strength. And so the Lord, he want, all his, peoples, to come together as one in him, that we can worship him, together. Because we have all different denominations, like Christian denomination, all over the world. And and like Brother Lee was saying that one, thing tie us together is the shed blood of Jesus Christ. That when we accept Amen. Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and we believe that he shed his precious blood for us on the cross of Calvary, and though the And those are my brothers and my sisters. And so I was reading in his warfare book, and it was talking about unity in the faith. And it was talking about the Roman soldiers. This man was talking about the Roman soldiers, and he was saying how their shield is designed to work together with one another, and he was saying that how they were very important, that their shield was made like rectangle. And he said for a very special reason, and he was saying that when they form together, it comes together on the right hand side, left hand side, coming together. Then in the front part, it forms a straight line on the front, and then it said the one that in the middle, it protects the head. And he was saying that how in the unity of Christ, when we have to come together as one faith, that when someone needs help, like someone is sick and someone is going through this and going through that. And see, when we bound together as one in the faith, then we can be able to, defeat our enemy. And so then what the Lord wants us to be one in him. You know, like the Bible said that one can chase a thousand and two can put 10,000 to flight. And so there was the Lord. He wanted us to be one in him. You know, and just like Brother Lee was talking about the body of Christ, you know, like the human body, you know, just like we need the legs, we need the arms and the feet and the eyes and everything, and all of them work together as one. Just like if I stomp my toe, my whole body is going to focus on that toe, trying to help that toe. And so that's the way in the body of Christ that if one hurting, we're supposed to be able to feel that was going on with our brothers, going on with our sisters in Christ, Jesus. And so, just like the Bible said, I don't need you, like the feet said, I don't need the legs, but we need each other. We need each other because God did not make us to be an idol. Like all by ourselves, and not associating with one another. And so we're supposed to associate with one another, our brothers and our sisters in the faith. And so that's what I just want to share with you today, about unity, being one in the body of Christ.
Amen. You are definitely right on that, sister, because, you know, the enemy can't do anything with a unified people. And Christianity, all in Christ, especially the greatest having yet to come, and yet it's going to have to be unified to stand.
Amen.
It's a must. In order for us to stand, that's going to have to happen.
Amen.
I know that in Christianity, we have been separate. We're separated. And like you said, the only thing that's, you know, keeping us connected is the shedded blood of Christ. But we are separated, and it grieves the Lord. I have to say the Lord is not happy. You know, you got some people think that this doesn't affect the Lord. You know, the condition that Christianity as a whole is in today, but it does. And he knows that for us to make that final stand before he returns, when the Antichrist arrives, it's going to have to be by a unified people. There's no way we can stand as separate as we are now. Especially
Amen.
When the Antichrist arrives. There's no way. God bless you, brother. How you doing?
Shalom.
Amen. So we got to have, there has to be a unified people because, you know, when that Antichrist,
Amen.
The Antichrist arrives, I mean, separation is not going to cut it because he'll use it, you know, to break us on further apart. But, you know, we know the enemy can't do nothing with a unified people. Amen.
Amen.
And so,
Amen.
You know, I, you know, thank God for that message you gave, sister. And that is true. And this is why people of the Lord have been sending the Elijah to restore all things. And one of the things that has to be restored among the body of Christ is unity. Because Christ did not set up a divided church. He did not set up a separated body. He set up a body that was all its parts and members are to be together.
Amen.
That's what he set up. And that's what he's returning for. And that's what it's going to take for the believers in these last days for us to overcome, especially the rise of the Antichrist, the main one. Okay?
Amen.
It gotta happen, you know, and that's the only way. And I've seen now where Satan has played on some because they say, well, I don't have to receive what you say you got from the Lord because we're not members of the same church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've come across people, you know, or some that think that way. Okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't, if you ain't a member of their church, you you know, you can't give them a thus says the Lord because you just ain't no member of the same church they in. Okay, so I thank the Lord for this work that he has been doing. I know without a shadow of my doubt in my spirit that this work is true. This ain't nothing that I'm just hearing from anybody, and I'm in it because I like the people. No, this is something that I know in my spirit that this works for true. And I thank God for the Brother Clarks, because when he first, Brother Clark used to say it, and sister on here, she know what I'm talking about. He used to say it quite a bit. If you don't know this work is true, you better get a witness from the Lord. And I got to admit, the first few times I heard him, but I really didn't pay deep attention to what he was saying. But I'm here to tell you, if God is giving you a word and you're not paying attention, there is going to come some events that's going to light fire under your feet, you know, where you're going to turn to him and start finding out, hey, is this thing for real? And, I went to the Lord, and the Lord revealed to me that this work is true. And I thank God for it, because that's what he's doing. He's causing a people, as a sister gave y'all the message, to come together in unity. And that's the only way we'll be able to survive the greatest havoc yet to come, is that we're going to have to be unified. It's going to have to be a unified people. Amen. So, God bless you, brother, from the Windy City. Amen. Windy City, and enjoying that nice, cool weather that you like up there. Where y'all at, at the 40s or what?
I'm not quite going down that port, I don't think, tonight. But we are enjoying temporal moderate wet weather, and off the lake, being close to the lake gives us an extra breeze that we appreciate. And so we're grateful for that. And, you know, a lot of people around the world, their temperature and their environment is somewhat different.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if you were living in the Arctic Pole or the Arctic Circle and near the northern tip or near where the Eskimos, where the sun doesn't shine for so many, and they live in an igloo, and would you like to go there for about 6 or 7 months and igloo them?
Ooh, okay. Well,
I see you don't get any takers, I see. But, you know, as the different parts of the earth, we, in the Western world, we're kind of like closet because we don't understand the weather and the temperature in the different zones and what they're going through as far as crops and environment and water and stuff like that. And but we are going to, there's an environmental change that's taking over the world, climate change.
Yeah.
And it's going to affect all people. And the Bible is really, really advocate by telling us that there's going to be a total change in the atmosphere, climate, and the environment.
Amen.
Which is going to affect all people. So people are not going to make a lot of adjustment because and they're going to find out themselves that that they'll be crying out to the living God, and in spite of their unbelief, they'll be crying out anyway.
Yeah.
It's you know, some hard shell people that don't believe that there is a God at all.
Mm-hmm.
And especially don't believe in the Christian God, the Lord Jesus. And profoundly enough, this nation was founded on the Bible, its principle, and a belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's hard to believe now that America, you know, say, was actually founded in Shabbos on the foundations of the principles of Jesus Christ. And all of our major universities and schools and upbringing, even our Constitution that we have in the United States, is based on biblical principles.
Amen.
Looking at America today, you would not recognize it. from the founders of the fathers back in 1779 and 76. So what do we have today? We're dealing with anti. Now, it's amazing that as you look over the landscape of United States today, in our major cities, we have an all kind of what we call marches and raising about, and they are marching about this and a Palestinian issue. So the anti, what we call the Antichrist and the false Christ, is about to rise. The false, the what we call the one, the false Christ and the false prophet, it's about to be manifested. So now we had Antichrist, from the beginning of the church. We had anti-false prophet and anti-false prophet since the downfall of the apostasy of the church for many, many, many years. But the one, the special one, the false Christ, who are going to deceive the Jews and seemingly deceive many of the Christians. The only difference is a lot of Christians believe that they'll be taken away before they have to be tested in this area. So that's a big division on that. But I was just reading something in the angel's message, Word of the Lord, and the messenger said that about Christ soon coming, he said that I will be with him when he comes.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone going to see me when I come with Christ in the cloud of glory.
Amen.
And so unless we stabilize ourselves and establish ourselves as true believers in the Bible, it's going to be a problem. The unity of the faith is very important. So I pray that the Bible believers of the gospel will begin to come together on one true foundation.
Amen.
If they don't, if individuals only build their house on the rock and the other people who are not building on a complete rock, then there's going to be a great shaking. Now, now this is this is the 30th year, and the number 30 in the Hebrew meaning system, meaning a great shifting and a great change is about to take place, and a great move of God and a move of the Holy Spirit. And there's going to be a shifting in the Church of Christ, Elijah, and other Christians right now. Hallelujah. So we can look for new things to happen during this 30 years that the messenger has not come in 30 years. America is going through a great shifting right now during this 30th year. So let us begin to fast and pray and stand in the gap.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We need to, well, we can start going on a denial, missing two meals every day, and start to deny ourselves that the great victory that we need to withstand that which is coming, that we'll stand on the solid rock and not be moved. So, crying out. There's going to be a crying among the nations and a weeping and a sorrow. But the sorrow that God wants to see, the sorrow of a broken heart and a contrite spirit over our sins in order to be delivered. So holiness is going to be the main topic among the Christians. Holiness or not holy. Righteous or not right. Pure or not pure. That's going to be the new arising, holiness unto the Lord.
Amen.
Holiness to the saints of God. Being what God says in character and nature, holy, holy, holy. You know what they say? What the angels that fly around the throne of God day and night without any time, and they're saying, holy, holy. Every time they fly around the throne, the seraphim. It's what they see in him. They begin to say, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. I mean, they throw and see every time they circle the throne, they see a part of God they never seen before. And they've been doing this, I don't know, even before the fall of man, these seraphims been flying around the throne of God. And they cry out, holy Lord God Almighty. So we better be crying out, holy, holy God Almighty.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The angel says in the man's message that the day will come that we rejoice to stand together. You think that day is here or nearing?
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
You know, as you look upon the world scene, things seem to be falling apart, right?
Amen.
Amen.
Well, look at the world. Is it falling? Is it shaking? Is it crumbling?
Yes, it is.
Trouble and fear and chaos and division and hatred and every man seemed to for himself. Don't you see that there's a lack of love in the land? The love even among Christians?
Amen.
I remember the time when I first came to the Lord, there was great love. You could sense the love among the saints. And it seemed like it dissipated. And the small churches in Chicago and the Pentecostal and the Holy Church, there was such a they had such a sense of dedication. The small Pentecostal, holiness, and sanctified churches, that their dedication to the Lord, I mean, crime was down. The fear of the Lord was in the land.
Yes.
I mean, there's a respect. And the small churches seem to have more power than these churches that got 20,000 members.
Amen.
I don't mean to get offensive, but I don't vivid all these people. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the small churches, even the medium-sized churches in Chicago, had such a regard and respect and a fear that the sinners respected them.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
They had regard. They had a fear and awe about them because they walk in the holiness of God.
Yes.
And the faith of God. I'm telling what I experienced when I first visited the churches in the 60s. There was an awe and a fear. Now in Chicago, it's like a Wild West show. They don't fear nothing. Nobody, police, the government, the state, nothing. They killing people every day, hijacking. They kill the police. The other day, I don't know how many, 2-3 police been killed this year. They have no awe of fear.
Yeah.
So that lets you know the time is right for a great move of God, a great move of Christ. Time for the saints to dig in.
Amen.
I remember when I came to Chicago in 60 that they used to have all night prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Or the saints church, the saints, they would shut in, have all night prayers. And one group had would have they have 2 days, 3 days shut in, down the street. They'll have these shut ins all 2 and 3 days. Shut in and shut the devil out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have a lot of entertainment and a lot of showmo, but we don't have the dedication. The people do not have it.
Yeah.
The devil do not fear without the dedication.
Amen.
The devil do not fear the people of God without the dedication to God.
Amen.
What is called sanctification. That's why he's not scared. That's why the devil is running these big cities like he's trying to take them over, because the time that the aura and the fear of God has left. So the Lord said, bringing the fair, bringing the sanctification, bring the dedication back until, you know, cry out, seek him, turn to him.
Yes, the Lord.
Until the aura, the reverence, and the fear of God comes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because then the devil will get aware that we're closing in on him. Satan. And around the world, African Christians, they have a different dedication than American Christians.
Yes, amen. Mm-hmm.
Well, say it like it is.
Amen.
The Russians, when they come to Christ and get filled, they have an aura dedication to the Lord, more so than the Western Christian.
Amen.
Hmm.
I'm just saying what I experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
America is fall. Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
A lot of the Christian churches, they're worried about getting that car or that mansion.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
On the next $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Their focus is on success.
Mm-hmm.
Our focus on prosperity in this world. Prosperity in this world. More than the prosperity of dedication, sanctification, and righteousness in Christ. And we are carried away with that. Now, the message of God wants you to be a millionaire, a billionaire, and a 50-room mansion and a martini and all that. And we have lost sight
Amen.
of the focus. Oh, yes, yes. So I just sort of brought that in so that they remind me I got to draw near to God and start repenting. It's time for real repentance now. I mean, it's time it's time to call it on the floor and repenting. It's time to break the pride and stuff. It's time for to just cry out and repent. People don't think they need repentance because they accepted Christ. They think that they're there. They're not there.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
We sure do think they're there.
But the things that are coming is going to shake everything.
Yes,
the first little test came with the cobra. The first little test signal and sign to America, not only it tested everything in America, down to the church.
Amen. Amen. That's true. So
and
true.
It had us messed up.
Amen.
Just that little test. COVID-19 was a little test.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm.
I know y'all think it's so great, but that was just a little small test. And we didn't get the message.
Mm-mm.
Listen, 9/11 was the first test to let America know the time had come, but it shook up America for a little while, maybe 6 months, you know, 7 months or whatever. Then America went right back.
Right back.
A few came out of it with focus on what was good and right. A few.
Amen.
And then here the COVID came, and the church world was not even prepared.
Amen.
Amen.
Can we be honest for a moment? Can we be real for a moment?
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Why was they not prepared already? And after the hit, we were not ready to prepare to meet it and stand up to the nation. Now, so when the next test comes to us as a nation, what will it do? It's on its way.
Amen.
Jesus. My Lord.
Listen, God wants you to be blessed, but mostly he wants you to have rest and a place in him. That's the blessed place. Under his wings shall you trust. Now, you can have all the natural world's blessings and natural things, but none of them will preserve or protect you.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay?
So
let's humble ourselves and tell all the Christian ministry, Elijah has come with a message about restoration and restitution and reconciliation and sanctification and purity and holiness.
Yeah.
You can find out where a person is at when you just mention the word holy. Mention three times. Holy. God said live holy. Just mention three or four around by other Christians, you know, look where they are. Just mention holy. They'll look at you like, what planet are you from? But we're going to have to cleanse and purge ourselves, like the messenger said, for God said he wants a holy people. He keeps repeating their name. God wants a holy people.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know why we can't love like we ought to, and why separation comes because of lack of love and dedication, and people turn hostile and evil against one another, and they begin to despise one another because their heart has not really touched the holiness of God.
Holiness of Jesus Christ.
Holiness.
Holiness will make the devil bow down.
Yes,
it will. I know who you are.
Mm.
Holy will have you your faith in the right place that you can walk and not fear no evil.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, Lord Jesus, I don't know. Let me see what time it is. Got 5 minutes. What? How many? What we got here?
Got 14 minutes.
Holiness of hell. That was a preacher in Chicago, and most people that didn't like him already mentioned. He said, "Holiness of hell. I don't care who don't like me. I don't care. You never like me. I'm still gonna say holiness of hell." He was, I don't care if nobody likes me. I don't care if you never like me. I ain't trying to please nobody. But
amen.
One.
Love one.
Holiness of hell.
Amen.
A lot of Christians didn't like him. A lot of ministers didn't like him. And he was advocate on that. But anyway, now is the spirit of holiness and righteousness. It's the next revival, awakening that has to come. That's why the messenger of the Lord says, "I come with a refining fire to cleanse and purify."
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
And, you know, each of us has to consider our individual dedication. Listen, the angel messenger kept saying over and over certain things about walk with God. And we get stuck, you know, well, I better let that part alone. But anyway, you know.
Lord,
help us individual to assess our lives and get close to Jesus and rid ourselves of everything that he can't use in this world.
Yes, Lord.
You know, I've been thinking about, I've been praying, and mostly I just do a lot of repenting now and confessing, you know. After I intercede for a while, I start interceding for America and the nation, then I go back to repenting. Repent for myself, repent for the church, repent for my neighbor.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
When you get into prayer, you cannot get into deep prayer without confessing and repenting. You ain't touched the holiness of God, the light of God yet.
Amen.
Then you start repenting for your brother in the church, like Daniel did. Repent for the nation, for the
family. Amen.
Yeah. That's what love called you to do. That's what my love called you to do. And so the love started compelling me to do that.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Repent to your children. Repent to your husband and your wife. Then you know you're getting unity. That's called humility.
Amen. Yeah.
Break and heal the breach. And it starts individually and come to collectively. And just when the Lord been trying to get us 5 times to call the church to assembly of cry mighty unto God.
He has called
us 5 times. The messenger has come and his specific callings to the corporate restoration in the Church of Christ. Mm-hmm. He said, "I want you to assemble yourself specifically. Not generally like you generally do, but put a dedication and a commitment so that I can do what I want to do through your life.
Amen.
And it is work to accomplish what I sent the messenger to do. But until you make this commitment and dedication, it can't be done.
Yeah.
It cannot be done. That's why it's broken and scattered one against another. You can't stand one another, can't talk to one another. What you going to do with that kind of spirit?
Amen.
Can't do God. Can't do nothing for God.
So right now, in the 30th year, number 30, Hundred is coming. Before this year was up, Brother Nate and I was talking about at the end of 23, we was talking about what was going to begin to happen after October. I know I had to remember about before July and October that there was a shifting and a change was coming. Have we come? And now the 30th year has come. That's coming a mighty, mighty shaking and changing of the God.
Amen.
Right. You may not see, but it's beginning already because God works by number and time and season.
Yes.
And the season has come.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
now,
Lord.
I know I offend people by some of the things I say. I understand that.
Careful.
There is no way that you can prove everybody. That's just impossible.
Right. Amen.
I don't get stuck on that.
Amen.
I find myself when I have some failures, I just repent, you know, and go on.
Amen.
But I don't get stuck on, well, they don't like me. I ain't got no time for that.
Amen.
Cry loud and stir not. Show Jacob their sins. John the Baptist was popular among certain people but hated by others. So you're going to be hated.
Yeah.
So if you're not prepared to be hated for righteousness and the love of God, you might as well go home and get your needle and just start knitting.
Yes.
You're going to be hated by loved ones. Jesus was hated by his own people. We don't understand that. It's the love of love, and he's being hated by the religious people.
Yeah.
So you think if you try to be popular, well, God will give you favor with people. Don't worry about that. All you got to do is love him and be true to God. He'll give you favor. What you want is God to give you favor with the people he wants you to have favor with.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that, you're going to lose some friendships and some
kinfolk.
But if you stand true, God will draw those same people who were against you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they'll see your steadfastness in Christ. All right, let's pray. They'll see your steadfastness. They see your unchanging faith.
Yeah.
And you're willing to humble yourself and be corrected. Now, let's I just started asking God to forgive me.
Amen.
And make me ready and give me the heart that he wants to have, because the center is what your heart. You give me the heart that you want me to have. And if I want to humble myself, I just have to do it.
Amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Have this perfect way. People look everywhere looking for love, and they think it's sex. They're looking for the natural love. And so the whole world, the devil says, I'll give you a sex, I'll give you a feeling. That's the only love you're going to get here. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah,
Lord.
He want to make your children, he just want to make them, you know, he turned them into sex addicts and drug addicts.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
The name
of
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
As we intercede with our brothers in many nations.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
In any place. Today,
yes,
because out of love and out of the gospel and out of Christ, Jesus,
yes, Lord,
who loved us that we might love our neighbor ourselves and reach out with this message of restoration, restitution.
Yes, Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord
Jesus.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
The cry of your people.
The
moans, the sorrows of
Lord,
the children, the widows, the depressed, the hunger, the famine.
Yes,
the one that's touching, whether they're in Iraq, Iran, Australia, Taiwan, Iraq, Iran, South Africa, the Bermuda Islands, the Caribbean.
Yes, Lord.
The underground church in China, our brethren, who are fighting the good fight of faith. In South and Central America, Jesus.
Yes, Lord
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you,
Lamb
Jesus.
Of God.
Yes.
Jesus.
These are people in nations afar off.
Yes,
Lord. Reach out a hand to our brothers who are dying for the gospel, who are laying down their lives as martyrs, being killed, being imprisoned and tortured for the gospel.
Yes, Lord.
Who are denying themselves of everything for the gospel and for you, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Who are paying the ultimate price while we are comfortable in America and complaining all the
time. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Forgive me for my mumming and my
complaining.
Yes, Lord.
My self-pity. My
selfishness. Yes, Lord.
Cleanse me from my selfishness.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Self-love for myself in a way that's not acceptable. Crucify, mortify. I pray for Africa and West Africa where the children are being kidnapped in Nigeria. And the young boys who are 8 and 9 being ushered to the army of war and terrorists.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Remember, Lord Jesus, the mothers who do not see their girls anymore and the boys who are taken in the week.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Call the gospel of your love.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And reveal
itself. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Yes,
dear
Lord.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Let the church of Christ, after this year, see a new beginning.
Yes.
A new arising.
Yes, Lord.
A new healing.
Yes,
a new type of restoration of lives and brethren.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
the casting down pride and self and self-righteous and deception.
Yes,
and
Lord.
The healing of the wounds that have happened. And in the lives of this work to hinder. But
yes,
let there
Lord.
Be healing and a living and a deliverance
yes,
and a restoration
Lord.
Of those
yes,
that,
Lord.
Who are now hostile towards one another. Do a miracle on their hearts.
Yes,
yes.
Lord.
Forgiveness and compassion that this work will have a great and new beginning this 30th year.
Yes,
so
Lord.
Let the saints around the world and the globe begin to usher in the greatest revival of the Holy Spirit among the saints.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And the outpouring to save
Lord.
Our nation, lest the enemy overtake us.
Yes,
the
Lord Jesus.
The enemy is setting up now to take over America's government.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Planning and setting in the high places to change laws and times to deceive. But
yes,
Lord,
yes, Lord,
let the people of the Lord stand in the gap and cry out.
Yes, Lord.
To
yes,
a flood
Lord.
Of your spiritual awakening until the Holy Ghost turns the tides on the devil.
Yes, Lord.
Turn the tides on the evil one.
Yes,
Finding
Lord.
The strong man that's sitting in
yes,
our government.
Lord.
Cast down the wicked one.
Pull
yes, down
Lord,
strongholds
Jesus.
Of our mind, of our lives, our
yes,
children.
Lord. Yes,
let our
Lord.
Children. Begin to cry out. Our grandchildren be awakened.
Yes,
Recover
Lord.
Them. Recover
yes.
our seed.
Yes, Jesus.
And our neighbor's seed, we cry out for them in our community.
Yes, Lord.
Save to the animals.
Yes, Lord.
Our children in the foreign land who are hungry every day. And the children who are
yes,
walking.
Lord.
Send your word. Send
yes,
your
Lord
angels.
Jesus.
Send your messengers.
Yes,
send a
Lord.
Visitation. Send a
yes,
deliverance.
Lord.
Jesus.
Give us great compassion.
Yes,
Thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes,
Thank
Lord.
You, Lord Jesus.
Compassion.
Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Help.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Help us.
Give
Jesus.
Us compassion.
Yes, give us compassion.
Fur and wise.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, after this year, let the church of Christ alive build and lift up a standard that all will begin to see. That your hand is in this work.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Who shake themselves and awake themselves and arising of a Caleb and Joshua, that the church
Lord.
Of Christ shall be known among nations
yes.
of its mission and its purpose.
Oh,
let the anointing
Jesus.
Of Elijah, let the power
Lord.
Of Elijah,
Lord,
let
yes,
the mantle
Lord
of Elijah,
Jesus.
Let the power
yes.
of Elijah
yes.
prove
oh,
that you're
Jesus.
Real, prove that you're real,
yes.
prove that you're the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob,
yes.
and the Father of our
yes,
Lord,
Lord
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Prove that you're real.
Oh,
prove
yes,
you're real.
Lord.
Prove
yes,
you're real.
Lord Jesus.
Prove that you're real. That Elijah proved that Jehovah was real.
Yes, Lord.
Let the mantle of Elijah.
Yes,
let the
Lord
mantle
Jesus.
Of Elijah.
Yes.
Let the mantle of Elijah.
Yes,
fall.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
You
yes.
are the security
Jesus.
That we need.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you. You are the healer. You are the deliverer.
Yes, Lord.
You
yes.
are the life giver.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
As we bind our faith together, thank you for hearing us and for, as we press in. Help us
yes,
to
Lord.
Press in.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
We thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Thank God for all of you been listening. Once again, we love you all. And may the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
God bless.
Thank you, Jesus.